Sam, can we just start with Dubai last week and talking to DeAndre Yedlin, saying above all else it was a chance for everyone just to clear their heads and just get mentally focused for the 12 games ahead.
It's I think it's before I've said many times it's over the last 14, 15 years in the Premier League, wherever I've been, I've taken the team to Dubai at some stage after Christmas to try and, you know, limit the mental fatigue and physical fatigue that they have suffered through the Christmas and New Year period with so many ridiculous games fitted in such a short period of time. And all the evidence that I gathered over the years is why I've always promoted it so often and so much, because the evidence can be drawn on the data you draw from the games from there on. And hopefully that's going to be the same for Sunderland. Hopefully the level of output is going to increase, and if the level of output increases, hopefully they'll give them a better chance to try and win more games. It's not a guarantee, of course, but hopefully we're going to find the energy and the resilience and the desire to get ourselves out of trouble going through the last 12 games. I mean, rested the players up physically and mentally with an excellent week in the warm weather. You know, unfortunately for you lads back here, you can't imagine how good it feels when you get up in the morning and put a T-shirt on and a pair of shorts and your trainers on and go training, and it's warm and you don't need two undershirts and a pair of gloves and a woolly hat just to stay warm while you're actually training, you know. So hopefully it'll work, and it's worked for me in the past. Hopefully it'll work again here at Sunderland.
The timing was right for you in one sense, on the back of the win against Man United and this weekend's games, I mean, including Crystal Palace here as well, because if it does go to plan for you, I mean, it could be a very, very big weekend.
It could be a very big week because there's three games in the week. I think part of our problem after that week is if we go and win, you know, two out of the three, it'd be magnificent. If we go undefeated, that'd be fine. But try and win one, draw two. But for me, we've got to get at least 4 points, at least. We've got to get more points than games, because that means we catch up a little bit. There'll only be 9 games left after that. And our unfortunate pan out of fixtures means that Everton is no longer a fixture for us, which is a problem, because after that there's the international break, which runs under 2 weeks. And after that, if Arsenal continue in the FA Cup, there's another one again that's going to really disrupt us in terms of the flow of games. There's going to be, actually, instead of me complaining about them being too close together in Christmas and New Year, they're actually going to be too far apart. And what do we do between those 2 week periods all the time, when everybody else might be playing and picking up points and the gap might get bigger and put more pressure on us? So we may have that to manage. So the big, you know, question for the lads to answer is get as many points as you can in these three games and try and relieve that pressure a little bit more. And we have to try and deal with those situations if and when they arise and be ready for whatever game we play next at whatever time.
Well, West Ham next. Inevitably, everyone's been talking about your return to West Ham and everything that went with it. I mean, can you get emotionally disconnected with it, or are you still emotionally connected to going back to West Ham?
Well, a lot of the players I'm emotionally connected to because I had a fantastic time working with them. You know, I think the vast majority of that squad and what I brought into the club in my 4 year period there. Certainly, you know, there's a few new additions that Slaven and David have brought into the club that have made them, you know, that little bit better strength and depth. I think one player particularly has made a huge difference, which is Payet. You can see that he has been a key element to the success they've gained this year in the victories they've gained. You can also see when he was injured that period of time, it was the leanest spell of the season. And the minute they get him back is the minute they start winning games again, more than drawing or losing. But in all fairness, they haven't lost a home game since August, which is a magnificent effort when you go in a full-blown Premier League season this far with only losing that game back in last August shows the difficult task we have. Slaven, even though I left him with I thought a good squad, and I listened to him saying that he said that he had to go and manage it, and he's managed it well. So all things for them have gone okay since I left and going into the new stadium. And for me, it's about going there and taking the points, as many points off them as we can, because we're far more desperate for the points than they are.
Do you think part of the home form, the reason it has been so strong, is because they're leaving there? And of course, the closer you get towards the end of the season, that bond becomes even stronger for the fans, for the players, and everybody connected with the club.
Yes, I think that's right.